Hello everyone, it is just after 3 a.m. and this has got to be the most dysfunctional family in the universe. That sound you can hear? How does it go? No, not that one. That's Pinky. She wants to come out of her room, but I can't let her out because if I do go to sleep, then I don't want to, you know, I like them all in one place after what happened with the fire. And that clock is slow. It's like 2 minutes slow. How many eggs are you doing, what?
Three.
Oh, okay. Ronan is here and he's making scrambled egg. So, we are dysfunctional. I was sitting here earlier and I thought I heard an owl, but I think it was wishful thinking. Because I opened the door a little while later and I couldn't hear it. But I don't know what it was in that case. Because I was listening to an audio book at the time and it wasn't on there because I went back and listened to it again. I didn't check to see if my other boo uploaded yet. Probably it hasn't. Because they tend to take ages. And sorry if you can hear some weird noises. This time of night I always come over itchy and it's to do with my kidneys and I start scratching. It's enough to drive you mad. It doesn't last for very long. I get it in the mornings as well.
What to do next?
If you put all the eggs into the bowl,
put three eggs in, yeah.
Like beat them now with a fork. Yeah.
Just do it with a spoon.
We'll do it with a spoon then, but I always do it with a fork. Don't bother using that whisk, it's useless. Just break it all up so that you really just need to break the yolks and mix it all together so it's like one, you know. It's a nice sound. I don't know if you can hear that from here, the sloshy eggs. Making more washing up after I've just cleared it all. And then add a little bit of butter, or it's margarine actually, and a little bit of milk. And if you want salt and pepper, put that in. I wouldn't put salt, but that's just me. Careful.
What?
I thought he was going to tip the bowl over then.
Idiot,
I know you're not an idiot. I keep getting convinced that it's Saturday now. And that's why I got mixed up, because my shopping isn't coming today, it's coming Saturday. Just a little bit. I don't know, just a... Like you'd put in a cup of tea, that's how much I put in. You can put a little bit more than that if you want.
What
about
butter?
Just a knob of butter. A little spoonful. And then stir it, mix it again. It's hard to mix the butter in. You can't really mix it in because it's not melted, but...
Oh, shit, I usually melt butter.
Well, you could melt the butter, but... You're doing it on the oven... Oops, my stomach.
I don't think I put butter in it last time.
Well, you don't have to put butter in it, but I always put a little bit.
Milk in it.
Well, again, I think you don't have to do that, really, but most people do, because it makes it go a bit further. You see, it makes it a bit more. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But what you made last time was nice. Because he brought it up to us in bed, didn't you? That was such a lovely surprise.
So I'm not a horrible bastard, am I?
Shh, stop swearing.
That's some people call me anyway.
They didn't, no one's ever called you that.
Not some people on your fucking audio
booth. No, they didn't, it wasn't you, I think it was Connor, actually. Because Connor told me to move so that he could wipe some... I dropped some butter on the from the hot cross bun fell onto the arm of the settee.
Right,
anyway, there's no need to swear, were. And they got mixed up with Connor. Someone said that it was, they don't understand how Connor doesn't like stew and dumplings and shepherd's pie and risotto. And I said, that's not Connor, that's Ronan.
No, I love stew and dumplings.
Well, no, but you, earlier when you said it, when I was going through the dinners, you said, oh, you don't like that, you don't like that, don't like that. But we are having stew and dumplings, because that's on the list. Shepherd's pie.
I shepherd's pie.
Spaghetti bolognese.
You don't know what you do to it, man.
Oh, everyone else likes it.
No, I just think my taste buds are weird.
I think they are. There's probably not enough additives in it for you.
Really?
Probably. Spaghetti bolognese, pork chops, chicken roast dinner, fish pie. I know you love that. We do. What else did I get? Pizzas. I got some. I'm going to make a tuna and tomato thing with rice. I might not put tuna in that. I might just put some fish in that, like a fish stew, kind of fish stew with nutmeg in it. It's nice. You wouldn't. It's like a fish, kind of fish stew with nutmeg in it. You wouldn't like it.
What
I'm going to make. You have that with rice. I can't remember what other things I got now. But we're having curry on Saturday night. Yay! If Nan comes down, then Connor's going to have to sit at the table. If Nan does come down, Connor's going to have to sit at the table.
Why?
Well, because she'll say it's rude, and it is.
Yeah.
And Sunday dinner, he's going to sit at the table as well. That'd be me, you, and those two for Sunday dinner. Well, it depends what time his brains might be home by then.
Vegetable oil
in the pan, yeah? But a tiny little bit, just so that it doesn't stick. Just so that it doesn't stick. And when you finish with it, put it straight to soak, otherwise it's going to... Which saucepan are you using? Not the really big one.
I'm using the frying pan.
Oh, OK. That's fine.
Do you think it makes it louder than it already is? Turning the oven on.
What do you mean?
Because usually I shut the door and then turn it on, just so I don't wake everyone up.
Oh, no, no one will hear it, don't worry.
What do you mean, no one
will hear it? Well, those two are asleep to an earthquake. Don't worry about it, darling, I went to call you then. What? No, you wouldn't like... That's not going to wake anyone up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Connor's got his door shut for a start.
No, he hasn't.
Hasn't he? Oh, he usually does. I was surprised he woke up when the smoke alarm went off that time.
When?
When we had the fire. Because the downstairs one went off first, and the upstairs one didn't go off straight away. The downstairs one woke me up, but I don't think I had my door open either. I think my door was closed. Well, I said, let's go and wake Connor up, and he said, I'm here. What the... I think he said. Probably. Yeah. Don't remind me. It makes my stomach go over.
No, it's a smell.
It's horrible.
Right, so I just pour it in there then, yeah?
Yeah, let that heat up a little bit. And get a wooden spoon. Don't let it get too hot, but let it warm up a bit. Well, I bet a lot of people don't know how to make scrambled eggs.
Well, I know how to make it, I just forgot I had to.
Well, because when you don't do things... I mean, I haven't done scrambled eggs. You've done it since I have. But you didn't ask me how to do it that day you did it, did you? You just did it. You looked it up. Well, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're lucky you got a breakfast out of here. I was just going to do it for myself.
Oh, I was really pleased that I love scrambled egg on toast.
I love it.
I like it, the butter, the scrambled egg mixing in with the butter on the toast. Do you?
I don't know. I just love the ketchup all over it.
I don't know if I put ketchup, I don't know. I like brown sauce.
Do you?
Yeah. Brown sauce. Lamb is coming. Oh, you can smell it. You can smell it. Pinky's jingling about. I want to come out. Do you, Pink? Because I love them.
Oh.
Oh, it was. You love them as well. I know they can be annoying. They annoy me sometimes.
I mean, like, I just think they're the same way, because the cats just aren't very affectionate.
Well, the two of them are.
No, it was very affectionate.
Yeah, Lamy is.
Yeah, it can be.
And Wacker and Pinky are. Candice and Chantelle, I had them because no one else would have wanted them. That's why I had them. I gave them a home because I don't care if they're not very affectionate. As long as they have a happy life, I don't mind. They've got their personalities. I still love them. They've got their little characters, haven't they? Yeah. Oh, Candice has got a horrible little character, but she's still got a character. And they have a nice life here. They go outside. No one minds if they're not very friendly. I don't mind, but a lot of people wouldn't want cats like that. That's why I said I'd have them. Because I don't mind. I didn't pay for them. They were free. They've never really, apart from food, they've never cost me anything. They've never cost me anything. I can't take them to the vets for their vaccination because they get too distressed when I catch them. So they've had their initial vaccinations when they were young, but I can't catch shunt, really. Oh, and I could, but it would distress her very badly. So they don't cost anything at the moment.
Only food.
It's Candice's birthday soon.
Is it?
Mm. She's going to be... What has? It's probably from the dishwasher. She's going to be 6, I think. I can't believe that. Yeah, she must be.
God knows how old her mother is,
then. She's probably about 8, I think. Wacker's at least 9. Because I've had him 8 years and he was fully grown. So he was at least a year old. He might be 10. And we don't know about Pinky because we thought she was a kitten, but she didn't grow. She's at least... No! She's at least 3. Because we've had her, like, 2.5 years. She's at least... Actually, she's at least 3.5. No, she's at least 3. Oh, I don't know. She just didn't grow. She's just like a kitten. No. Lamb is 12. And Niall's 7. I think Pinky's probably the youngest. because she's very shinky.
A bit of an omelette.
Huh? Well, it's probably because you did it in the frying pan, but it doesn't really make a lot of difference. It probably will be a bit like an omelette. No. I don't think you put milk in omelette, though, do you? Mm? You don't put milk in an omelette, I don't think.
Neither.
I don't think you do. Mm? I don't think you do.
I think you do.
I
did food tech at school, man.
You did food tech at school, okay.
Aye.
You, so did I. But I don't remember. Well, I think we did make scrambled egg. We used to make horrible food sometimes, like carrots in cheese sauce. I mean, who eats that really?
What?
Carrots in cheese sauce.
That's quite nice,
actually. I had to do it for my exam when I was 12, and I burnt the carrots. The cheese sauce came out lumpy, and I can't remember something else I did wrong. I wasn't much good at doing it at school, to be honest, because I was frightened of the teacher. She used to really shout. She made me a bag of nerves. One day I made a marmalade tart. An orange curd, I think they called it. It's a bit like marmalade tart. It was on a baking tray on like a plate, and I went to put it in the oven and I accidentally tipped it up and it fell on the floor and smashed. And that was the end of that. She really shouted at me. Another time we made this cheese pudding. It was a bit like a souffle. And she said we had to put cayenne pepper in it. And I tipped the cayenne pepper up and the lid came off and the whole lot went in. That's that really strong red pepper.
Yeah, the one that
yeah. I had to throw that away. I was a bit of a liability in the kitchen, to be honest. I'm not now. But I really taught myself how to cook, because the things we learned in school were nothing that I would cook now. I mean, the one thing I do like, and I can't remember how to do it, but I have tried doing it over the years, we used to make was vegetable crumble. That used to be really lovely. That was the only thing I liked that we ever made.
Apple crumble. Huh?
No, vegetable crumble. It had potatoes, carrots, it was lovely. And cheese in the topping. And onions. No, I didn't get any salad because I'm fed up with throwing it away. I've got ordinary tomato. But they're mostly what I use in cooking. And I did get beetroot because I like that. I like that on rice cakes with light cream cheese. I'm getting a bit hungry now. Yeah, go on then. Yes, please. I think this is just butter, please. It's only small. Is there enough for you, that bread?
Yeah.
We're going to get through tomorrow, though. No. I think Connor might have to get us some bread when he goes out. This is the trouble when you're up all night. You get hungry at the wrong times.
Time remaining 41 minutes and 14 seconds.
Did you get some bar?
Yeah, I did. And just trying to think what else I made. We used to make cakes and Rice Krispie cakes or cornflake cakes, they were easy. I think we made fruit cake, like Christmas cake. I hated that. But I don't remember ever making a dinner, like a roast dinner or anything like that. I had to learn how to do that. When I moved in with your father, well, we had separate flats, but we were mostly in mine. I never forget the first day I had to do a roast. He expected me to know how to cook, like his mother, and I didn't have a clue. And the roast dinner was disgusting. I bought this kind of sauce instead of having gravy. I don't know if the chicken was cooked, and the roast potatoes weren't that cooked. They were still like hard in the middle. Thanks. It was horrible.
Sounds nice.
And needless to say, it didn't go down too well. So I had to ask Nan. I didn't know how to do it. I had to ring her up and ask her how to make roast potatoes.
No.
Nan. Uh-huh. I didn't cook them long enough. Old Mother Hubbard, she went to the cupboard. It's a bit like that. We got vegetables and we got stuff in the freezer. Something we used to make was rice pudding. Oh, I hated it.
Oh, I love rice pudding.
Oh, we made a horrible thing. Like
the strawberry
ones that you get as well.
You get all
different flavours. Oh, I hated it. Those teachers needed to get in the real world. No. I expect the local authority did. Bromley. They pay for yours. Well, I don't know actually if they pay for yours. It might come from... I think it comes from the government now. I'm not sure. When the schools changed to academies, that changed and I don't know what the difference is. Huh?
We should have got some hot dogs. Well, I wasn't custard in the cupboard.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I knew there was. Now I've got two more tins. And they were 50, they were two for a pound. That's another thing we used to make, custard. Use custard powder. That was horrible. I hated custard. You had to make it with milk and this yellow powder.
I mean, I like it,
I'm not a big fan of custard. I used to love bananas and custard. But I only like thin custard. I hate that thick kind of custard. Excuse me, crunching, everyone. That was very nice, thank you. What? Can I try a tiny bit of your egg?
Overcooked a little bit.
Huh?
Overcooked a little bit.
Oh, it's better to have it overcooked than undercooked. Although the scrambled egg at school was like a big block, it was like a square, and it had like a brown skin on the top. It was absolutely disgusting. It was solid. That's how Mrs. Piggott used to... the cook was called Mrs. Piggott.
Fat pig.
Huh?
Fat pig.
She was fat and she had white hair.
How did you know?
Because I could see a bit then.
Right.
Her food was really awful. Then we had Mr. and Mrs. Kelly, and they were Scottish, and he used to get drunk. And he used to go out, and when he used to serve breakfast in the morning, he used to have his striped pyjamas on still. He got sacked. And then we had Mr. Kipps. He was quite good. He was a short, fat man, like round. He was really round. But he was nice, and his food was much better. You like brown sauce?
I'm joking.
Oh, I do. It's not as sweet as tomato sauce. I don't mind tomato sauce, but brown sauce is better.
No, I love ketchup.
All I need now is a nice cup of tea. No, I'm only joking, I've had one. I might make some chamomile when I go upstairs. I don't really need any more caffeine tonight. Lammy's wandering about.
No.
What's going on? Have you turned the cooker off at the wall?
No, you can do that.
Why? Okay. Old Mother Hubbard, she went to the cupboard to get her poor poodle a bone. Oh, yes, Mama. But when she got there, her cupboard was bare, and so her poor poodle had none. That's not very good, Mama. Every time I clear my throat, it echoes in the clock.
Echoa.
The clock.
Echoa.
Echoa, yeah.
What?
I'm just clearing it to make it do it, but I don't think the recording's going to pick it up. Yeah, spoon this little tiny bit on there, please.
Sorry?
Just so I can try it.
I'll put ketchup all over it, man.
It doesn't matter. You're just saying that anyway.
No, I haven't. I have.
Old Mother Hubbard.
Oh, I've got a lot, man.
Just give me like a quarter of a teaspoonful. I just want to taste it, that's all. I don't want to take your egg from you. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. Oh, he's true to you, so true to my word.
What, it was the least ketchup
one? Mmm, oh, it's really nice. It's made me want to eat a load of it, but I'm not going to. I could make some.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do is you could have some of your rice cakes.
Oh, yeah. I've nothing to go on them.
There's some of them spread still there.
What's left then?
Pesto one and the...
No, I'm not eating them in the middle of the night.
Why?
I prefer rice. No, I don't know. I actually quite like Rivitas. I like the rice cakes, but...
Yeah, I think I prefer the Rivitas.
Rivitas have got more flavour to them, I think,
yeah.
And less calories.
You can taste the salt in the rice cakes, I think.
They're all right. I don't mind them, but I can't eat a load of them because they're a bit tasteless, aren't they?
Mm. That's why I put the garlic and herb stuff on it last night. But I had the
Rivitas
and they weren't really soggy,
and
I put the spread on it.
Did they? Oh.
Yeah.
Rivitas are quite nice, actually. They're nice with jam on, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You know what else is nice with jam on? What I used to have this years ago. Dry Weetabix with a little bit of butter and jam.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely.
It's a bit... They're a bit dry.
Sorry.
Oh.
That's fucking awful.
Stop.
Actually...
Yes.
We've got Weetabix, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, we've got Weetabix. I don't think anyone's had any yet, have they?
I had some a couple of weeks. When you first got it?
It's not, I don't know, there's not a huge amount of milk, though.
It's coming tomorrow.
It's not, well, it is, Saturday.
I'm joking, because you said tomorrow.
Oh, no, I got confused.
See you later.
See you later.
I'm going to go watch Fresh Meat.
Huh?
I'm going to go watch Fresh Meat.
What's that, something horrible?
No, a comedy about university students.
Oh, okay.
It's like a... Not like a documentary.
Okay, you got one. Is it on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy your food.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to see what's happening outside and see if there's any birds. See. I'm going to go and wash up these few things or put them in the dishwasher. All right, Noel. Be quiet. quiet phone. Talk when I move. Oops, just hit my leg on the table. Oh, he wants to, do you want to go out? He wants to go out there. Maybe. Go on then, are you going? Did he go or not? No, he didn't go. Let's see how quiet it is. Thought I heard a bird then, but I think I imagined it. Are you going out, Lammy, or not? No. Okay. Don't think that door shut properly. Lam?
9 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh, shut up. Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear you. Right, now let's take my cup and plate out. I've got a little dog following me.
28 minutes and 47 seconds.
You stop.
Speech off.
Thank you. Now, let's take this and put it in the dishwasher. Things I do to pass the time. It is taking a long time for the water to get hot and it's coming out. Come on, hurry up. First up, certainly, unless I'm still awake, of course, which isn't beyond the bounds of possibility, actually. I'm just going to check on the bread situation. Not much. Thank you. write him up. If he wants my Weetabix, he can. Right. Okay, folks. I love you and leave you, and I will be back later with marching on day 20.
Speech on. Low battery. Dismissed.
Go away.